Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Jason Qualls, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out jasonquallscfp.com. If you want to jump in with a question, a comment, disagreement, you can easily do that at financialcoachingradio.com by clicking email the show or any of the social media links, Facebook, Twitter. We'll take questions those ways as well. And those questions can be pretty broad. That is because on this show, we talk about lots of things dealing with personal finance. You know, it can be basic about budgeting and debt, but also more complex things like estate planning and tax planning. And then everything in between like retirement, investments, college planning, everything. That's what Financial Coaching Radio is all about. Everything as it relates to personal financial planning anyway. Got a good show coming your way today. Let's talk about IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs for a minute, for the first few minutes. Yeah. Rolling over your 401k. Rolling over. Why is it even called that? You ever think about that? Why is, are you really rolling it? You're really rolling it. You're moving it. You're moving it from one account type to another account type. A 401k is a business-based retirement plan. Just like a 403B is an employer-based retirement plan. And if you've worked multiple jobs over the last few years or multiple years, maybe you have some old work retirement plans with those past employers. And you haven't quite gotten around to rolling over those accounts to an IRA. Maybe you don't understand all the pros. Maybe you don't understand all of the cons. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today on Financial Coaching Radio. There's some reasons to consider moving your work old work retirement plan to an IRA. IRA standing for, of course, individual retirement account. So you're moving away from the work plan into your own plan. There's some specific reasons why that's important. In your old work plan, any work plan for that matter. Now, plans have gotten better throughout the years, specifically in the last 2 or 3 years. Even more so in the last 12 months. Plans have gotten better about their investment choices. There are more and more investment choices inside work retirement plans today than ever before. This is because employers and administrators are figuring out they are actually on the hook for bad 401k plans, bad 403b plans. And yes, there are many very bad work retirement plans. But those work retirement plans of any fashion does have limited options. You may have a list of 10 or 15 funds. Maybe you have a list of 20 or 25 funds, but they're all terrible. By moving your old work retirement plans into an IRA, you're going to have more choices, more diversified, low-cost choices. Because in an IRA with most custodians today, you have unlimited options. You could buy almost any mutual fund. You can trade options if you wanted to. You can buy individual stocks and individual bonds and CDs. Things you cannot do in your work retirement plan. That's one huge benefit of moving over that old plan into an IRA. So if you switch jobs multiple times, you have all of these straggling employer-sponsored retirement plans like a 401k, like a 403b, like a 457, consider seriously and moving all of those accounts into one IRA. Now, maybe in your old work retirement plan, you're all invested in company stock. You're not very diversified. Maybe all of the options in your plan are very expensive. What's a very expensive mutual fund in my view? Anything over a half of 1% is too expensive. Certainly, if you get near 1% or more in annual mutual fund expense ratio cost, that's too freaking high. So by having your own IRA, you have many choices, as low cost choices as you want, and mutual fund expenses have came down tremendously in the last 5 years or so. In many 401k plans, the expense ratios on mutual funds and ETFs are substantially higher, not because of the fund expense, it's because in small, mid, and large, it doesn't matter the size of the employer. There's extra costs that go along with running a 401k plan. You got to pay an administrator. You got to pay someone to do the paperwork. There's extra filing. There's got an advisor that's got to oversee the investments of the plan. Again, there's a lot of people, not again, but there's a lot of people involved in maintaining a 401k plan, which adds to the cost of the individual funds. So you have funds that are kind of bad, plus the cost of the plan. That's why you can get things and get expensive. Another solid benefit of consolidating your old employer-based retirement plans into an IRA is because it's consolidated. One place. Let's say you've worked four different places in the last 5 years. So you have three old 401k plans and one current 401k plan. Well, for most people, you're not going to be able to move your current job's 401k plan to an IRA because you're still working there. There are some situations where you can, but let's just keep it simple. Say if you're currently working there, participating in a 401k plan, it's got to stay with that plan. But for your old jobs, you got three plans with three old employers, consolidating it into one account will just make your life so much easier. Putting everything in one place. No need to fear about taxes. A lot of people think by moving their 401k plan to an IRA, there's going to be tax issues. There's not. If you're going from a tax-deductible 401k plan to a regular IRA, there will be no taxes. If you have a Roth 401k, those monies need to go to a Roth IRA. If you have both inside one plan, well, the pre-tax money will go to a regular IRA. The Roth 401k portion will go to a Roth IRA. But if you do it correctly, you do your rollover correctly, there's no need to worry about it being a taxable event. Now, there's some cases where you don't want to move an old 401k to an IRA. This would be if you're still working, maybe you're beyond age 70 and a half years old, by having a 401k plan and you're still working, even though you're age 70 and a half or older, you don't have to start taking your required distributions. But if you move that plan to an IRA, you will. Things to think about. Sometimes you'll choose to work with a wrong type of financial advisor. And that financial advisor, with their crappy investment products and their high advisory fees, actually puts you in a worse spot. A lot of benefits to moving old retirement plans to one consolidated IRA. But you want to make sure you're working with the right type of financial planner. You already know what that type is. Independent. They only work for you. They don't work for a big investment firm. They don't work for a big insurance company. They don't work for a bank. They can serve your interest because they're in business to do so. They also are fee only. How you pay your advisor is so important. Can't stress it enough. Make sure they're also a certified financial planner. For more, go to jasonquallscfp.com. Again, that's jasonquallscfp.com. Going to take our first break of the day. If you come up with a question, do not hesitate. The correct advice is just a click away. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
We can do just about anything on the internet today. We can get medical advice, buy investments. We can even get a will for about $15. I know how enticing cheap and easy it can sound, but when you leave loved ones behind, a $15 will bought online may not cut it. As a certified financial planner, I strongly recommend that you use an estate planning attorney. Call estate planning attorney John Baker today at 896-5621 or go to his website, bakercounsel.com. So you don't make a $15 decision that could cost your family thousands of dollars. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherell Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherell Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Financial Coaching Radio, the show where we don't baby step you to death or sell you books to death. We don't believe in any of that. No hidden agenda on Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner for All About Me. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. I'm going to talk a little bit about risk management. Not a big area that comes up a lot, but look, a lot of people have bought a home. Maybe not your first time home, but have bought a home in the last 12 months. And this is going to be applicable to you, whether it was an existing home or new construction. Or maybe this summer you're planning on buying a home. This is going to be applicable to you too. It may be a question that's on your mind. And maybe you've never thought about it. Well, even better. That's what we do these shows on Financial Coaching Radio. Home warranties. Are home warranties worth it? Now, in kind of relation to this, you see the commercials now for car warranties. You buy a car warranty if your car's a couple years old. You can pay a premium, and they'll say they'll fix your car if something major happens. I don't know what the limitations are there. I think the better advice would be is have an emergency fund for like those car repairs. But a lot of people are working their way towards that as part of their financial plan. Maybe those car warranties could be beneficial. Do your research. Make sure you're not throwing good money away. Same thing could be said for home warranties. And let's say you just bought a house and you don't have a home warranty and your air conditioner goes out. Do you replace an air conditioner? It takes some coin to do that. But you may be wondering, well, what could I have done differently than have to come out of pocket for this expense or go into debt for this expense? Well, can't speak. Hold on. Let me gather my words here. No, just playing. If you went into debt to replace your air conditioner, you probably should have had an emergency fund. But if you had to use your emergency fund to pay for your air conditioner recently after you just purchased a house, maybe you should have bought a home warranty. I'm not talking about home insurance. I'm talking about home warranties. Home insurance, homeowner's insurance cover things like natural disasters and catastrophes, fires, thefts, storm damage. Home warranties cover the major stuff inside the house, your appliances, your home system equipment, things that fail due to normal wear and tear that's not covered under homeowner's insurance. You ask any homeowner's insurance agent out there, they'll tell you, they get asked all the time, hey, my microwave went out, my air conditioner went out, am I covered? Will your homeowner's insurance policy pay for that? No. That's what a home warranty is for. And think about this for a second. Let's say your dishwasher leaks. and the dishwasher leaks and it floods the house and damages the floor, your homeowner's insurance is going to pay for the floor, but your homeowner's insurance may not replace the dishwasher. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Most of the times it will not. Another thing to consider when looking at a home warranty. Some of the items typically covered by a standard home warranty include interior plumbing, heating and electrical systems, water heaters, ovens, stoves, garbage disposals, built-in microwaves. I'll give you that list one more time because none of this stuff is covered by homeowner's insurance. This is stuff covered by typical home warranty. Interior plumbing, heating and electrical, water heaters, ovens, garbage disposals, built-in microwaves. You can buy additional coverage for air conditioning, septic systems, refrigerators, washers and dryers, pool and spa equipment if you upgrade. What does a home warranty cost? About $300 to $500 per year. Now, I think if you crunch some numbers in your past life, that's a pretty good trade-off. You pay $500 a year. Are you $400 a year? And if my refrigerator were to go out, electrical goes out, water heater goes out, they're going to come in and replace it. Now, one little hang up with home warranties is you're still going to have to pay for the repair tech. I think the visit, the repair itself is covered, but the visit, basically the estimate, you're going to have to pay for. If you want to upgrade your policy, you're going to spend another couple hundred dollars to have them cover everything, all the major appliances, etc. So just do the math. It's like health insurance. You know, if you remain healthy for 10 years with maybe just one doctor's visit a year, one prescription per year, all the medical insurance premiums you paid, you know, it's been a waste, right? But if you have health insurance and something happens, you're thankful that you have it. Same thing with this home warranty business. $500 a year to cover an appliance. I don't know where you could buy a washer or a dryer under $300. I've had to replace a washer, a dishwasher, no, a clothes washer. And I remember it cost me like $350 for the like low-end model. Are you going to be spending that every year on repairs to appliances in your home? Probably not. Just look at it. Is it worth it to you? I would say if you're low on your emergency fund and you can afford to pay this premium on a quarterly or monthly basis, until you've built up your emergency fund, maybe a home warranty is great for those first couple of years until your cash reserve is a little better. At about 10 years of having your electrical and your heating and air and your septic, whatever, that's about when things start to go out. So keep that in mind. Maybe you bought a new construction house. The first year is warranted by the builder. And maybe all major appliances are warranted by the manufacturer. But now you've lived in the home 6, 7, 8 years, and someone will actually write a home warranty for you, because you know the natural life cycle of those things is about 10 years. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Home warranty companies are some of the most complained about category, or are they? Not some. Is the most complained about category on Angie's List, and it's been that way for 10 years in a row. Consumer Reports notes that hundreds of customers have complained about home warranty companies to the Better Business Bureau. Now, are they vital? Not vital. Are they, you know, verifiable, honest complaints? Probably a lot of them are. Some of them aren't. But that just shows you that you really got to know what you're buying here before you jump all in. You really got to understand. So you're going to have to take your time. Don't say, hey, I got a home warranty, I'm good. Read the entire policy, or get someone who's an expert at these types of policies to explain to you what is covered, what is not, what are you going to have to pay in addition to the premium before you jump in. But I think like any other thing, it's person to person, family to family. Find out if a home warranty is right for you. It could be. Remember, home warranty is not the same as homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance covers like storms and damage from water leaks from appliances. They don't cover your appliances and your heating and air system and your septic system. If those things concern you, make a good financial planning move after crunching the numbers. I'm Jason Qual, Certified Financial Planner. I'm going to take another break. I tell you all the time, make sure you learn about me and what I do. Jason Qual, CFP.com. I am one of the only independent, commission-free financial planners. Back at you.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners, if you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Taking advantage of your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Joe giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Paul, certified financial planner. I have no books to sell, certainly not pushing any financial products or seminar tickets. We'll leave that to Mr. Financial Peace. He's all in the business of his latest and greatest book. We're all about the latest and greatest financial planning advice. No one size fits all baby steps, no hidden agenda. That's what Financial Coaching Radio is all about. If you want to jump on with a question, a comment, you can do that at Twitter, Facebook, email financialcoachingradio.com. If you want to learn more about me, maybe hit me up. Figure out, what is this guy talking about? Why is he different? I don't understand how financial advisors work. Well, there's a little bit of information on my website. It's not all encompassing. It's going to take a lot more research than just one website, and I encourage you to look at multiple resources. JasonQualls.CFP.com is that website. JasonQualls.CFP.com. A little breakdown of financial advisors. Time to time, we'll do shows about it. There's a couple of ways your financial guy or girl could be paid. How you pay them, or how they earn a living. Not you, how you pay them, but how they earn a living is going to be a direct reflection of the quality of the advice you receive. If you pay them one way, your advice usually sucks. I speak bluntly. It's not that I'm just trying to play plain English here. I also try to make it entertaining as well, or lack thereof, depending on your opinion. But if you pay your advisor commissions, or you pay them a high percentage fee of the assets you have to manage, your advice is going to suck. If your advisor is fee only, as long as they're reasonable and experienced and knowledgeable and they do comprehensive financial planning, I think your advice is going to go way up. How you compensate your advisor is so, so important. I wouldn't work with any other type of advisor than a fee-only financial planner. I wouldn't work with any type of planner that wasn't a CFP. If I quit the business tomorrow, I won the lottery, I had $10 billion, I'm not going to hire an advisor who's not independent, who's not fee-only, who's not a certified financial planner. You can research it. Most major financial publications agree. You want a CFP, you want a fiduciary, you want a fee-only planner. The only people who say you don't need those things are the people who are those things. Fee-based advisors, commission-based advisors. Just because someone is a CFP, which is a big thing, if they're paid incorrectly, they still could be doing you wrong. And I know you think, oh, my guy, my girl, I trust them. They're not going to do anything wrong to me. I know them. I go to church with them. I see them at the grocery store. Our kids play together, whatever. I don't care. I've seen it too many times. It's not that they want to harm you. They don't really know any better. Financial salespeople believe they're doing the right thing in their business. I'm just here to tell you that they're not. Whether they want to believe it or you want to believe it doesn't change the reality. If an advisor has a conflict of interest with you on how they're compensated, what's a conflict of interest? So let's say for every 100 clients, they want a trip to Hawaii. You don't think they're going to push those last five clients to take clients? Maybe they don't have any business taken. Or maybe if they sell $10,000 of this one product, a long-term care policy or an annuity product, or whatever the dollar amount is, if they sell a little bit more, they get a huge bonus or a huge commission. You don't think that's going to push them to maybe do the incorrect thing? I didn't say that those products were right for you. I just said if they do a little more, every salesman is going to be motivated by making more money. And there's nothing wrong with money. I'm all for making money. But you don't have to do it that way in the financial planning business. I think the better way to pay your advisor is a flat fee. Hey, Mr. Advisor, you're going to do work for me for 3 months? What's your fee? Mr. Advisor, we're going to have an ongoing relationship. What's your annual retainer fee? And contrast that annual retainer fee, that flat fee, to the percentage or commission-based guys. At least in my practice, we are a lot less expensive because I don't think you should have to overpay for quality financial planning advice. Now, I don't work for the big insurance companies. I don't work for the big banks or the investment companies. No one can tell me what to charge. I don't have as much overhead as they do either. That is by design, because by adding all those things, I would have to charge more. And by charging more, I think I'm doing my clients a disservice. How much an advisor charges and how they're compensated. No commissions, no kickbacks, no bonuses, no awards. You want them to only be paid directly by you, and that's it. And that's a legal issue, that's a fiduciary issue, and that's a full disclosure issue. At least it should be. All right, enough on that rant. Getting back to risk management. If you want to jump in, email the show. Don't hit it, just click it. FinancialCoachingRadio.com. We've been talking about this for some time, but it's more and more relevant. We've got all these smart cars. We've got cars that will brake for us. We've got cars that will park for us. We've got cars that will tell us if we get out of the lane and give us a big alert. Cameras on the front and the back and the side and the top and the bottom. Technology has changed, right? It's definitely changed on automobiles. But all those smarter cars aren't saving us any money. New technology makes some cars smarter than their drivers. And these things do prevent collisions. Now, lane departure warnings will prevent a collision. Automatic braking will prevent a collision. For the person who can't parallel park, a self-parking car will prevent an accident. But those types of cars are more expensive to insure. It's going to take some time for those smart cars and their lower accident rates to change the insurance price. Car insurance prices went up about 8% last year, 7% the year before. Those are the biggest annual increases in about 10 years. Well, since 2002. So there's more increases expected to be on the way because cars are more and more expensive to fix. There's more and more accidents because a lot of people are driving more and more often. And these new smart cars, while they're saving accidents, those non-smart cars are still getting into accidents with the smart cars. There's still a lot of older cars on the road that don't have the new safety features. It will take time for these new safety features to make a dent in the accident rate. And if and only then, when the accident rates go down, will you see your car insurance rates go down? The average age of a car on the road today in the United States of America, 11 years. That stat amazes me. I drive a couple older cars. I drive an 03 Infiniti. Thanks to my parents. We're getting rid of a vehicle. They have a 98 Ford F-150, so that's kind of my running around car. But they're older, and I used to be a car guy. I used to be like, hey, I got to have the latest and greatest. And I'm kind of getting car fever a little bit now because I'm tired of driving older vehicles because I don't have some of the new things. But going back into paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a car, in my view, it's just a point A to point B getter. A lot of people have a different opinion. So I'm one of those people that drive an older car. So the average age of a car on the road today is 11 years old. So that's probably going to be about the same for a long time, but they don't have the technology. So look at the technology that you're buying. Look at the car insurance rate for the new car that you're buying and know that you're going to pay extra for auto insurance. But you want to pay less for home, auto, business, life insurance. You need to shop around, but you ain't got to shop around yourself. Shop around with an independent agent. Call an agent who represents 5, 10, 15 companies. That's your best bet for saving the most. Shop it every year, at least every 2 years. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is my independent agent. MIDTNINSGroup.com. All right, I'm out of here for this segment. Don't forget about logging on to FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Click archives. Listen to the show anytime, anywhere. You can also get the WGNS app for your smartphone, iPad, whatever you got going on. I'll see you on the other side of this break. Back with you in just a minute.
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
One of the many things that I've learned being in this business for nearly two decades, so I've been in financial planning, financial advising, investments, risk management planning for almost two decades. What about 17, 18 years? That's a lot of experience. And I don't feel like I'm that old. I guess I'm getting pretty old. But one of the things that I've learned is that complexity creates complacency. Now, here's a lot of the struggles that advisors have. If you're trying to do the exact perfect job for a client, maybe you have an advisor that's the opposite of this, or maybe that truly fits into this. They want to do the exact perfect job. You want to explain everything thoroughly, and it makes things sound very complex. Don't let that make you complacent. If you've hired a very comprehensive financial planner, you know, relish in that. Be thankful for that. That, hey, it's going to take the process a little longer. It's going to take you a little longer to understand some of the complexities. But when you're all done, everything's implemented, you'll have a true financial plan, not someone fits all baby step plan. So think about that. And if you're your advisor is not doing comprehensive planning for you, I think I would shop around. I would get a second opinion. Go to jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. Don't forget to get the WGNS app for your smartphone to listen to the show anytime, anywhere. I'm out of here for today. I appreciate you listening. Back with you next time right here on WGNS. Stick around. More local talk is up next.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.
It's severe weather season. This is Jenny Williams at Gills Ace Hardware. Sign up to receive weather bulletins on your cell phone from News Radio WGNS. Sign up at WGNSradio.com.
The Early Show with John Dinkins is on weekday mornings 4 until 6:30. The Morning News with Scott Walker. Weekday mornings 6:30 to 7:50 on News Radio WGNS.
Good afternoon as we watch traffic pick up right on schedule here on...